Hi there, and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Hyde. Well, this week on the show, we have Joni Riley. And Joni Riley is a psychologist and a counsellor from Mace in Dublin. This week, we will be chatting about the ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life, and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman.
The second stages of grief would be anger and sadness. And anger and sadness kind of intertwine together.
Do they?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's no ever set formula for these things, but there's a very good Kubler-Ross. She has written extensively on this, and her model has often been used as a model for working out grief. And she's the one who gives these stages. So according to her stages, then she would say anger, and then she would say sadness. But I mean, they're very, you don't just get over the shock and then you go have anger and then, intertwined.
Yes, but it all intertwines.
I describe anger as, I call it the great protest. It's we just go into protest. No, I don't want this to happen. I don't want this person to be dead. I don't have to cope with this. I don't want these feelings. I don't want this. I just don't want it. No.
They want to put the clock back.
That's right.
They could.
And, you know, I think that's our God-given resistance to, death came in with the sin. When Adam sinned, we death entered into the world, and we protest at death.
Yes.
We protest at the loss. And I think that's just a very deep human reaction to the whole fall.
So it's normal those emotions.
So
for people that might be feeling that
now. Anger is such a big
normal
thing. And again, anger is like a form of protection. The danger of it is that you can misplace it sometimes. I remember when my father died, and he died in the hospital. I remember my mother was so angry with the hospital, and she kept saying he was fine until he went into the hospital.
Yes.
And when he went into the hospital, they did it. They did it. And I had to say, Mom, no, they didn't do it. But she needed to blame somebody.
Yes.
She needed to blame somebody.
That my own mother didn't say.
And sometimes our anger can be just totally irrational. And if we realise that, if we can, sometimes we are irrational.
It's something to be aware of.
Yes.
Around people that have lost.
It is, yes. A lot of the and you can see it on the news if something happens, if there's a big train tragedy or something. Who didn't do their job right?
Yes.
So somebody has to be blamed, or the police have to be blamed, or the doctors are blamed, or God himself is blamed.
Yes.
He
always gets the blame.
He always gets, he's able to take that, as long as you don't stay angry
with
them.
That's what I was going to ask you. So can we get stuck in one of these?
You can get stuck. And you get stuck in anger because anger can also be a way of protecting ourselves from sadness.
Right.
Okay, we all have to come to that place of the reality that the person's gone, or the job, we didn't get the job, or this life isn't working out the way it is. And we have to enter into the tears and the crying and the weeping and just the yuck feelings of sadness and low mood and all of those horrible waves. And we don't want to. I mean, who wants
that? I don't want to go back there.
No, we don't. I mean, people try to avoid that at all costs. We all do. I mean, who wants to sit and cry?
Yes.
It's like throwing up, you just hate it. And so we will avoid it. And sometimes if we stay angry, then we don't have to deal with it.
Okay, I understand that.
Yes, but we have to go there. Mm. There is no way to come out of grief and loss.
Is that where, maybe I'm going off trail here, but is that where maybe people can hit the drink, or maybe, just to try and soothe the pain, or
absolutely,
maybe some narcotics or whatever, to
self-medicate?
That's
exactly it. I mean, we just want to avoid pain.
Right.
And so and that's what happens to people. I mean, I think here in Ireland, we don't do grief well. We get through the funeral, but then you're sort of expected to sort of pick up and get better.
Get back
or
to work.
You hear people saying things like, they were very strong.
Yes.
And that means really they didn't cry.
Yes.
Which is such a lot of nonsense.
Or else they say, you're very strong, you'll get through this.
Yes.
And you want to cry. Yeah.
Then you stifle it and you stuff it. Or maybe as children even, you weren't allowed to cry.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had people in my counselling room whose mother died and they weren't allowed to talk about her. Or they weren't allowed to really cry. Or you'll only upset hurt daddy if you cry. And so they don't. And so what happens? Then we repress it. And you see, when I meet people with, say, who have got a lot of depression or a lot of anxiety, I always look for loss. Right. I will always see what is there a repressed loss there?
And this, we're not just talking about death here. We're talking about loss.
Oh, we're talking about loss.
A father not being present or a mother not being
absolutely
present.
Absolutely, yes. Or that, you know, just life
losing,
just didn't work out.
Yes.
In whatever way it is, it's how we dealt with that. Okay. And very often, if we don't know how to deal with it, and if we, you know, we don't do the anger properly, we don't do the sadness properly, we don't come to a place of acceptance. And that's the final stage, is actually coming to a place of acceptance that this is the way it is and I'm okay with that.
Yes.
Now, that's a journey to get there. Mm. But if we don't get there properly, well, then where does all this stuff go?
Mm.
It stays deep inside of us. And so, therefore, it can then just absolutely you know, set up home in another way. And when it all goes out of conscious mind, underneath it all, it is still we're still holding this toxic stuff in our system. And that, Jackie, is the root of a lot of depression.
Really?
A lot of anxiety, a lot of addictions, many psychosomatic illnesses.
Wow.
You know, a lot of illnesses, body illnesses, come as a result of unprocessed emotions.
Really? Thank you so much for that, Joni. And I'm looking forward to talking next time from Woman to Woman about this area. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackie.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email me, jackie@ucbradio.ie. That email again is jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.